How much do you know about the NBN? Well, according to new research from mobile and broadband provider Amaysim, a crisis of confusion surrounds the NBN and everyday Australians' understanding of their options when it comes to it. On the line to talk through some of these findings and maybe something behind them is consumer behaviour expert Bree Williams. Bree, thanks for coming on Tech Daily.
Good to be with you, Andy.
Now, Bree, looking at this research, it says 4 out of 5 Australians are unable to name NBN speed options and 70% have no idea which speed would be suitable for them. How do you explain what seems to be confusion about quite basic things?
The NBN can be basic for those that know a lot about technology, but it can be very confusing for the average consumer. There are 3 reasons that people tend not to take action when it comes to issues like the NBN. They can be too scared, they can be too lazy, or they can be just too confused. And unfortunately, all 3 seem to be related to internet.
I was wondering about how much laziness came into it, because you think of that whole idea of something's too hard, people sometimes tend to stick their head in the sand and hope it all goes away, right?
Exactly right. When things are difficult to understand, we tend to procrastinate around them. And all of the language around the NBN can be very confusing and overwhelming for people. So things like data speeds and even gigabytes and megabytes or whatever terminology is thrown around when we're talking about the NBN can have the impact of really keeping people at arm's length, pushing them away.
What other factors do you think are at play then? Advertising, competition, miscommunication, all of the above?
All of the above. I mean, the NBN has, I guess, been tarnished by the protected nature of its rollout and the political nature of the NBN in the first place. So there was probably a level of uninterest or fatigue with the concept of the NBN before it even started affecting people's houses. So there was that sort of backdrop. And now, yes, confusion with the different marketing messages that people are receiving. And so every provider seems to explain the NBN in a slightly different way. And that really plays up to people's confusion.
And of course, the establishment of the NBN was very political in nature. And I think a lot of people have almost thought, well, it's all a little bit too hard. I'm not going to worry about the NBN. It's not for me. But now, I guess the message is slowly coming through that actually you can't avoid the NBN. It's going to be part of your life very soon.
And I think as people become disconnected, if they don't take action on the NBN, that's when we'll start to hear the stories of people really being upset or caught short. And that's when people will start to understand there is a level of urgency around them taking action. Because 18 months can seem a long way away for people. And it's not until you hear anecdotes from other people that have been poorly affected that you go, oh, actually, I do need to make this a priority.
So what then are your tips for people to start, getting their heads around the NBN? Because, of course, we all have to.
Well, I think the challenge for us as consumers is that when things are difficult, we can tend to stick with the incumbent and rely on brands that we recognise and kind of just roll over with whatever we have. And the risk in that is that we end up perhaps paying too much or not getting the value for what we are paying. And so we tend to pay for more than we actually get. So I guess the call to action, the call to arms, is that people do spend some time investigating alternative options, because there are some innovative new firms like Amaysim in the market that are they have to look at ways of improving the consumer landscape so that people can make decisions, because they just can't compete with the better known brands. And so they have to innovate in that space. And so other brands, rather than the typical incumbents, will tend to offer packages that are perhaps more straightforward, or they give you more freedom and flexibility. So they're worth checking out, definitely.
Absolutely. So it is important to do your research. And you've mentioned Amaysim there, and Amaysim have put out a great little 90-second animated video that explains things well, which I've got posted here below this interview online. So a good one to check out, you think?
I think very much, because what they're really trying to do is simplify what NBN means and They're reducing people's sense of concern about making the wrong choice by having things like unlimited data, but also so no locking contracts. And those sorts of things really appeal to consumers because it reduces the risk of making the wrong decision. So you can feel confident that you can try something without any sort of hidden gotchas.
Excellent. So a bit of homework for everyone. Do look into the NBN. Do get your head around it. And if you have questions, I guess you need to go to your provider as a starting point, right?
Well, my experience with going to my provider was that they talked to me about their offers rather than anyone else's. So where I would start is very much doing some research on who perhaps some of the new players are in the market so you can get the best deal.
All right, great suggestion there. Bree, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks, Andy.